as you said before, I'll be showing the results of the field experiments I conducted in China this last July, but on the male-produced pheromone, the other side of the story, really. The Asian longhorn beetle is an invasive species. It's a rambusid wood-boring insect introduced from China to New York, first discovered in 1996 in New York, and then field infestations were found in New York, New Jersey, Illinois, and Toronto. Luckily enough, the one in Illinois has been eradicated already, but in New York and New Jersey, we're still finding infestations every day. The insect has a very wide host range. It ranges from maple to willow, ash, elm, sorry, not ash, but elm and willow and birch. And in China, the preferred host is poplar. The insect has inflicted a lot of losses, and with the cost of eradication and monitoring, the numbers has exceeded the $50 million already. The problem with ALB until now is that there's no efficient monitoring tool, so monitoring is done by climbing all the trees and looking for the dime-sized exit holes and small upper position pits. So the purpose of my work, as well as Jake's work, was to develop an early detection technique that would be helpful to detect new introductions and also to check the efficiency and the success of eradication and eradicated places. And so I'm basing my work on the hypothesis that the male-produced pheromone will be attractive to adult beetles. And when I talk about the male-produced pheromone, I'm talking about actually two male-specific beetle volatiles. You can see them here on the chromatograms of male aerations. They're 1 and 2. And they're not present in the female aeration chromatograms. These were extracted and synthesized by Eisenhong and a group of researchers from USDA, and they were tested on EAD and electron antennographs and gave positive responses for both sexes of Asian longhorn beetles. The one is actually the 4N-heptiloxybutanol, and the second one is the corresponding aldehyde. I will be referring in the presentation to them as alcohol and aldehyde for reasons of simplicity. And I'll be also testing the male-produced pheromone, which is actually a blend of equal volume of the alcohol and the aldehyde. Just to give you an overview over the lab experiment that I conducted before going to China, I used this modified wind tunnel. It's a 1.5 meter long glass tube with a fan at the end of the tube, a cotton wick on which I applied the chemicals in front of the fan. The insects were introduced at the other end of the tube and allowed to walk freely in the tube toward the source. What I'll be showing are results of how many times the insects visited actually this part of the tube around the cotton wick. So I tested virgin females and virgin males, mated females and mated males. The mated individuals did not do any significant response, so they weren't attracted to any of the treatments. For the virgin females, you see here the graph shows the mean number of visits per 10 females tested. The treatments consisted of a control, which was the hexane applied on the cotton wick. That was the solvent that I used for my pheromones. The male pheromone, which is the blend of equal volume of alcohol and aldehyde, the alcohol alone, the aldehyde alone. And as you can see from this graph, the females visited the alcohol way more than any of the other treatments. It was a very significant result, actually. So this suggests that the females are actually attracted to the alcohol component of the pheromone. The response of the virgin males was quite different and was kind of intriguing for me because the males were generally more active in the tubes, so they would walk more. In the control tube, they did actually make it a lot more times to the source than any of the other treatments, and I observed them trying to actually escape from the tube from the first end, which kind of suggests some kind of repellency of the chemicals to the males. This is, again, the mean number of visits to the source per 10 males tested. All the tests were done for 20 minutes. So after knowing this from the lab, I wanted to see if I offer the same compounds in the field with the background of smell of the trees and other insects present, if the attraction is going to be still the same. So I went to China last July, specifically to the autonomous region of Ningxia, to Qingtongxia City. What you see here on the left side is the layout of the field site, and the red lines are the rows of poplar. Actually, the field site was a vineyard with poplars planted as windbreaks. So the green space over here are the vines, and the red lines are the 7 rows of poplar trees that I used for my experiment, my trapping experiment. The traps that I used were the intercept traps, the IPM flight intercept traps with wet cups at the bottom. I had 7 traps per row. The experiment was laid out in a randomized complete block design, so each row was considered a block, and 7 treatments were randomized inside that block. The treatments consisted of a control where the trap was offered empty, 5 live ARB females put in a cage and hanged inside the trap. The third one consisted of 5 live males in the cage. In both cases, I replenished the males and the females every day, substituting the dead ones with live ones. Then the fourth was the male pheromone offered on a rubber septa, 10 micrograms of the pheromone blend equal volume of alcohol and aldehyde, 10 micrograms of the alcohol alone, 10 micrograms of aldehyde alone, and the blend to which I added linalool and pinocarvaiol, 2 plant volatiles. The choice was totally random. It was just the only thing that I had with me when I went to China. And the lures were replenished every 4 days and re-randomized. So, surprisingly enough, so if you remember from the lab experiments, the blend, the alcohol, and the aldehyde were not attractive to the males. In the field, the blend actually did attract significantly more males than any of the other treatments, mainly not the alcohol or the aldehyde or the control. The aldehyde and the alcohol are still not attractive to the males. When you add plant volatiles, you still catch some males. The more interesting result was with the females caught in the traps. These are, in both graphs, the results of 3 weeks of trap catches, and the x-axis is the mean trap catch per week. And as you can see here, the pheromone, the blend, did attract significantly more females than the control or the aldehyde. The alcohol that was attractive in the lab is still attractive only to females in the field. And when you add plant volatiles, you have almost the same result as the pheromone. But what I want to mention here is that the traps that I had, where I had pheromones and plant volatiles, had a lot of logistic problems, so I actually lost almost a week of data. So what I'm presenting here is really 2 weeks of data for the pheromone and plant volatiles versus 3 weeks of data for the male pheromone. So that suggests that maybe if I had really the same amount of data for both, I would have kind of the synergism between the male pheromone and plant volatiles, and that's something I would like to further investigate. So in conclusion, the male-produced pheromone is a promising lure for monitoring ALB populations in the field, and I'm saying here at low populations because every day I was checking the rows, trying to count how many beetles I can find in each row, and in none of the cases I could find more than 10 beetles in one row of poplar trees. Catching 1 or 2 per week over the 10, I think, is still a good ratio. Coupling pheromone with the plant volatiles may increase trap catches. This is something that I would like to further investigate, determining first the most attractive plant volatile blend and then trying to add this to the pheromone, both in the lab and in the field, and see what I might get with that. With this, I would like to thank the Hoover Lab team, my amazing advisor, Kelly, especially Isabel, Erin, and Karen for taking care of the colony, Scott for being such a great colleague and helping and supporting in everything, Tom Baker and Ed Rajat for their advices, the USFS lab team and Ansonia, especially Melody Kina, for letting me work in their facilities, Vic Mastro, Dave Lance, and Bodhi Wong for facilitating the trip to China, Jake, Mr. Shu, Mr. Lee, and Wen Chao Shu for making the stay in China both enjoyable and very productive. This project was funded by Horticultural Research Institute and the Alpha Wood Foundation. Thank you for listening, and I will take any questions. Yes?
Okay. In your lab bioassay with pheromones, the virgin females were more attracted to the male pheromone. Is that correct?
Yes. The question was if the virgin female was more attracted to the pheromone, and that's true. In the what I saw in the lab, where they were more attracted to the alcohol component of the pheromone.
So, from your field results, were you able to take the beetles back to Penn State to look at the mating status of the females that were attracted to the male pheromone?
I did not. No, I did not do that.
Probably something said this and I just missed it, but how many traps did you have with each treatment?
I had, so the question was how many traps we had per treatment, and I had 7 traps per treatment. So I had 49 traps in total, 7 in each row, 7 treatments per row. Yes?
So the other hand alone is inactive in the field, but still injecting with alcohol, right?
So the question is if the alcohol alone, the aldehyde alone is not active, but it has a synergism with when added to the alcohol. It seems in the field it might be the case. What I assume is happening in the lab was maybe that the aldehyde is being transformed quickly to the acid, and that's what causing the repellency. It might be this the case in the field. It doesn't seem that the alcohol alone is working enough without the aldehyde in the field.
Thank you.
Thank you.